Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a little chilly. How are you?
So I hear. You should be ashamed. You are from up north.
I know.
Be ashamed of yourself right now. Listen to yourself.
I know. It is.
What in the?
I'll tell you what. I would hang my head in shame if I didn't have a scarf wrapped around it right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's been weird, hasn't it? Been up and down. It was like summertime on Monday, and last night it started cooling off yesterday afternoon, and it is beautiful weather, though. We're lucky, and the low humidity does make it nice. But, you know, good news is we don't have to really worry about the weather except for some car care. We don't have to worry about the politics. We don't have to worry about the stock market. Right. And honestly, the weekend time, it's easier for me to say. I'm not a government worker, and I'm sorry for all of the people that are being affected by this. But you know what? If your health is good and you're not going to starve this weekend, if you are, go to churches. You go to Heights Grocery on Saturday morning. Go over there, get some groceries. At Heights Church, you can get that. But what I'm getting at is we literally are going to be okay. Like, it's just, that's why I love the weekend. The weekend will never stop being the weekend to me. Even when I stopped getting paid on the weekend, since Megan's owned the business, I haven't had a paycheck in 15 years. I don't even know what I make, but she does, and every once in a while I can buy something. So what I'm getting at is I just still love the weekends, and it's not just because Friday's payday. It's because... Right. Right. Well, we have the show tomorrow.
Yep.
I get to talk to you. I get to spend time with my family and my friends, and we don't have to worry about all the worries of the world for just a couple days. And that's why I love the weekend. You got to learn to let go of some of the stuff. It's too big for all of us. So yeah. I think that's a big deal. And I'm very excited for the show. Yeah. All the things we're going to talk about tomorrow. You and I are on a roll. I think we're on like three shows in a row without any kind of disruption. So we're kind of killing it. Something like that. I don't even know. We're going here. We've been live.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
It is a good thing. You know, this is the sort of weather where humidity is low. It is a little bit cooler. The leaves are starting to fall. This is drive weather, right? This is when you get in your car and you just say, I'm going to drive for an hour and see what I can see.
Yeah. And, you know, Megan and I last Saturday after the show went up to Stanton and stayed in an inn up there. It's called, I think it was the Oak Dean Inn. It was amazing in Stanton, and then drove to Goshen. I don't know, one of those two. Y'all know if you've been here for a while, and got on. We were able to get on the train and took a scenic train ride to the Shenandoah Valley and stuff. It was just beautiful. So it was so foggy in the morning, though. It helped me remember what starts to happen in the fall. When it's been this warm, everything gets foggy, including your windshield. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. You know, you and I talked about last week how some of the plastics in your car actually bleed into your windshields. That's where that nastiness comes on the inside of your windows, where you can wipe with glass cleaner. It doesn't work, but I found something that really works. We're going to talk about it tomorrow. First time, no streaks, absolutely perfect. All the oil from your plastic on your windshield, all the stuff that gets in your car. By the way, if you don't change your cabin air filter that you're breathing in, if you're not changing on a regular basis. So we talk about those types of things. Batteries, we're checking them. We're starting to see them already mess up from these colder mornings. Your coolant, all your fluids, your tires are a big deal, right? But the fog, the wipers, making sure your windows are clear, your defrost is working. That's the stuff that you can do at home. Like, okay, you can look at those things and get an idea. Do I need wipers? Can I actually see when it rains? Does my washer work? Does my defrost work? And just start looking at those things, because you don't want to be heading out one morning like I was last Sunday morning, and there was just fog all the way up. I couldn't see anything because the ground was so warm and the air was so cold. It's just the opposite of what you're used to. So, yeah, the basics, too. Like, get yourself ready. Don't hang around this weekend. Wash your car. Give it a good coat of wax or ceramic if you know how. Wash the inside and the outside of your windows. Make sure your defrost works. Walk around it. Make sure there's nothing sticking out the side of your tire. They don't look low. You know, right. Basics. We can do that without having to bring it to a shop.
I love that. I love that. That is absolutely a wonderful thing that you're talking about. Just some easy stuff, because, like you say, the weather's cooperating right now. It's not too hot. You're not going to, you know, be dripping with sweat. You're not going to be freezing. Now's a great time to go out there. Remind everybody, Stan, I was sharing this the other day. When you talk about the cabin air filters and the leaves, you've got to get that stuff out with where your hood is meeting your windshield, right? And then what about if you have doors and maybe one of those hatches in the back? Are those problem areas too?
Yeah, you know, wherever you see, and those problem areas are really big as well. A lot of people don't know this, like your rear glass or the hatch, if it opens up like the back of my Denali, it can get really dirty. And a lot of times the actual weather stripping is on the other side of that dirt. And so you're getting that dirt every time you get into your car, you're breathing it in. The cabin air filter is a big deal, guys, especially in Virginia. We have like 32 seasons of different allergens.
That's right.
And all of the stuff I'm talking about, that, you know, your dashboard, people don't know the plastics that are in your car, the leathers, they seep things out that are probably not too healthy for you. Mm-hmm. So cleaning the windows gets it off the windows, gets it off the dash. Keep, you know, if you can, talking about great weather, keep all the side windows and all your doors open while you're cleaning it, just so you're not in that stuff while you're getting it off. And then replace your cabin air filter. You know, I think I do own a shop, and it is true, but I do it at least six times a year in my own car and Megan's. I've taken them out. Every time there's a season or a big drop in temperature or an increase in temperature, I'm just cleaning the interior. You're breathing this stuff in a lot, and it can be very unhealthy, the stuff that comes out of the interior of this car, not just the exterior. So the leaves underneath your cowl where you can open the hood where your windshield wipers are, absolutely clear them all out. There should be nothing there. You can take a little blower, like a leaf blower, and carefully blow all those leaves out. You can take them out with your hand carefully and put them into trash cans. Just get that stuff out. Absolutely. There's so many allergens. We find mold in these. We find mice on top of cabin air filters that look for a new home that smell horrible because they can't get out and they die. We find all kinds of critters and all kinds of nasty. Some of those things, when you take them out, smells like, I don't know, if you have a 10-year-old or 15-year-old or somebody playing high school sports or middle school sports, and, you know, that sports bag that's in the back of your car that has their cleats in it that they forgot three pairs of socks in, that's what those cabin air filters can smell like. And we're breathing it in going down the road.
Holy moly.
Wondering what that awful smell is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you have described it. And don't forget, half of those gym bags, they got a lunch they packed in there last year, too, which is not helping the situation, right?
Yeah, and you could take it out, and the car still smell like it for weeks to come. And usually the cabin air filter is one of the biggest culprits, right? So, absolutely. Yeah, and tomorrow I'm going to release what I used on these. I tried five or six of my top suppliers to get the inside of my window clean with one. I mean, every time I clean, I'm like, oh, it looks great. And as soon as you went outside and somebody's lights hit you, right, you couldn't. Mm-hmm. I was like, who washed this? Like, no offense to third graders, but, you know, a preschooler? Like, you know, so yeah. I found something that absolutely works. First time, my dad used to say, oh, newspaper helps. You know, it doesn't. As long as you have something dry to wipe with, good microfiber rag, it will work the first time. Very easy, and it will make you. It'll help you see. So I'm going to release that tomorrow as well.
Excellent. Wow, this is exciting stuff, man. I am thrilled about it. I think everybody ought to be listening tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., the best weekend radio show anywhere. It is called In the Garage with Stan Andruski. It's right here News Radio WRVA, and that whole idea about finally cleaning those windows properly. I'm a little scared to hear what the substance is. Just so we all know. Now, Stan, this wasn't something you were brewing up in the workshop in your house with anything out of that old gym bag you were just talking about, is it?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, originally it was, and it was a little bit of vinegar, and what happened with it was my car smelled even worse because vinegar has a smell to it, even when it dries, so I didn't realize I was supposed to dilute it, but we're not doing that. You can literally go to any of the parts stores and buy the product I'm going to tell you about.
Okay.
Works great.
All right.
It's not expensive either. It's one of the cheaper products. Yep.
Wow. Love it. All right. Well, we are all now eagerly awaiting that full report tomorrow morning. Stan, have a fantastic evening. Say hello to everybody over there at Andrewski Central. I'm big fans of that whole crew, you know. They're good people.
Well, we love your family, too, in Central Virginia. We'll see you all tomorrow. We love y'all. Hopefully you'll tune in tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Thanks, Jeff. Thank you. That is Stan Andrewski. Remember, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., in the garage with Stan Andrewski. Every one of us has been looking for that product that can actually finally, after all of the discussion and the experimentation, clean those windows properly. Stan says he's got it. It's available at every auto parts store, and it's inexpensive. I like the sound of it. 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.